You may be seated. If you would, open your Bible to Mark chapter 4, Mark chapter 4. My subject today, the power of a seed. Now, when I talk about a seed, we do so much seed time harvest around here, everybody's mind immediately goes to money. But today I want to talk to you about what a seed will do. Thank you for that beautiful artwork there, David. But my subject is the power of a seed. It's wonderful to know what Jesus taught when he was here on earth. And he taught a lot about the Word of God. And he compared the kingdom of God like unto a seed. Look at Mark chapter 4. We're going to begin in verse 26, but this is the parable of the sower of the seed, where Jesus tells that and tells about it. And then he comes down in Mark 4:26. He begins to talk about the seed again. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth of herself first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Jesus said the seed of the kingdom of God, it works just like the natural seed that a farmer sows. And Jesus continues to speak about the power of the seed when it's sown. Mark 4:30. And he said, wherefore shall we liken to the kingdom of God, or what with shall we compare it with? It is like a grain of mustard seed, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seed that be in the earth. But when it is sown, look at this progression. When it is sown, it groweth up and becometh. When it is sown, it grows and it becomes greater than all the herbs that shooteth out of the branches, so that the fowl of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. My subject this morning, the power of a seed. Father, your word is the seed for every need. And Father, we're gathered here today so the Holy Ghost can illuminate our hearts and our minds, so that revelation power can flow. And God, that your people will get a hold of something, God, that they've never really fully seen, Lord, and that they will move into a dimension of revelation that will bless their lives and make them a blessing to others. Thank you for the anointing to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Holy Ghost, overshadow me. Help me. I'm a man in need. Help me to preach this sermon. Let my tongue be like that of the writer's pen. Give us a listening ear, and everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Jesus taught a lot about the Word of God. He compared the kingdom of God like unto a seed. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And the Bible says, no word of God is void of his power. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary and said, you're going to have a child, she said, how can these things be, seeing that I have never known a man? And the angel told her how. He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you and overshadow you. And her response was, be it unto me according to your word. That's what our response needs to be when we pick this Bible up and begin to read the treasures within its pages. Be it unto me, Lord, according to your word. Now, no word of God is void of its power. If God has said it, God will do it. Hallelujah. And it's just that simple. No word of God is void of its power. The Bible says God watches over his word to perform it. The word of God is alive. It's living. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is living, full of power, full of energy. There is energy in the word of God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Of all the things that are said in the Bible, I want you to think about the power of God's word. The word is a seed. That's what Jesus has said. He said it brings forth first the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. In other words, when it's sown, it starts growing. And when it starts growing, it starts becoming. It starts becoming whatever seed you have planted in your heart. Whatever seed you extract off the pages of this book and you begin to put them into your heart, when it's sown, it starts growing and it becometh. Hallelujah. Somebody go and praise God. And let me show you what God said in that Old Testament. Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah 55:10, God said, "For as the rain cometh down from and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud and give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be." My word is a seed, God said. Just like that seed, just like the rain comes in and causes that seed to grow, get the Holy Ghost rain on my word, hallelujah. And God said it will grow. Says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper whereunto I send it." Thank God for His Word. It is living. It is powerful. And it will never, 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 never return unto God void. Hallelujah. But all the things that God said about His Word, here's what I want you to see. Jesus said, the Word is a seed. Jesus said, the Word is a season, a seed. And He tells the parable about the sower, and He said, the sower sows the word. That's what I'm supposed to do. See, His sower sows the word. His word is the seed, and it is called an incorruptible seed. Look at that seed. That seed right there is corruptible. But the word of God is incorruptible. Hallelujah. How were you born again? See, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. It is the incorruptible seed. It is the divine life of God. It is full of power, full of energy. And it works just like a normal, everyday, ordinary seed that you plant in the ground. And the Bible says that a seed will germinate and become something. But some people, they take the Bible and they put roses in it and they put cards from people in it, but they never take it off the shelf and read it. And they never put the Word of God into action. About the only word they hear is when they come to the church and the preacher begins to preach. But I'm going to tell you, I'm preaching the incorruptible seed, the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And the word is living. It is powerful. But you got to put it into action. Jesus said, the word is a seed. Hallelujah. And we all know that a seed has life in it and has power in it. And when you plant it, that seed, it begins to grow and become something. Hallelujah. But here's the point I want to make. Jesus said the mustard seed is less than all the seeds. Brother Baker, I want you to zoom in on my Bible right there if you can. Just zoom right in on the Bible. For those watching my live stream and Facebook Live, that you see on the pages of my Bible is a mustard seed. I've had it there for many years. And many times I just look at it and I tell the devil, he said, "You don't have the faith for this." I said, "You crazy devil. I've got the mustard seed faith. If that's all I had, I've got enough faith to get out of your clutches. I got saved. Hallelujah. The seed brought forth of itself. And what I'm believing God for, it will bring forth of itself, because the seed is living and it's powerful. Hallelujah. Jesus said the mustard seed is less than all. And when you take the promises of God and compare the promises of God to your financial problem, to your marital problems, to your health problems, it seems like the word is less than all. And life just mocks you. What are you going to do? How are you going to get out of this situation? How in the world are you ever going to get that need met. You can't pay your bills, yet the scriptures say, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And the word seems so small, so little when you start comparing it to your need. And then you get sick in your body, and the word says, by his stripes you are healed. But your ears are hurting, and your nose is hurting, and your fingers are hurting, and your feet are hurting, and your back is hurting. Everything is hurting, but you read that scripture, by his stripes I am healed, and it seems like it is less than all, but it's the seed, the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. It seems like it's nothing. It seems like there's nothing there. It's on the pages of the Bible, and it's less than nothing when it comes to the reality that you're walking in. But God said it must be sown, and after you sow it, it begins to grow. And after it begins to grow, it begins to become. What does it become? It becomes whatever seed you've taken off the pages of this book, and you've hidden in your heart, and you begin to confess them with your mouth. The Word of God is living. It's powerful. It's alive. It has energy. Glory to God, and it will bring forth of itself. Hallelujah. I tell you something, you got to get it out of the pages of the book. Get it in your heart. The Bible is going to do you no good until you take it out of the pages of the scripture and sow it in your heart. Begin to confess it with your mouth. Hallelujah. I want you to look at what the Apostle Paul said, 1 Corinthians 3 and 6. Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Paul said, I showed up, but when I showed up with power. I didn't come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but I came in power and demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. He said, I came to bring the seed of the Word of God to you. Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And when I preach and when I plant the seed, you need to begin to water it with praise and with adoration. You need to take the Word of God, and you need to praise God and worship God through all the storms of life. You need to shout hallelujah, glory to God. I've got it, I've got it, I've got it in seed form, but I've sown it, and it's growing, and it's going to become, and it's going to become in my life what God said is going to become. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. Rashimo, randale. Glory to God. See, if you will praise God and water the word and worship God, you can be sure of this. God will give the increase. I can plant, I can water, but only God can give the increase. Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but it's God who gives the increase. It is God who stands behind his word. It is God who will make it grow. It's when you plant it, praise God. The Bible says it is less than all, but when it is sown, it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows till it becomes something. You come to church and you say, why are all these people walking in victory? Why is my life in such disarray? It's because there's a real devil, and he comes, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. You got to rise up and say, these promises are mine. This book belongs to me. I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. I've been born again from another world. I'm not ordinary. I've got a living, powerful seed living in me that's called the Word of God, and I'm quickened by that seed. I'm made alive by that seed. I'm given victory by that seed. I'm more than a conqueror through that seed. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory. Thank God when you put a seed in the ground, it may not look like it's growing, but the miracle working power of God is in that seed when you put it into the ground. When you dig a hole and take a little tiny seed and cover it up with dirt, that dirt is 100 times heavier than that seed. And I can hear the earth say, I got you, I got you, I got you. You'll never get out, you'll never get out, you'll never get out. You're a little tiny nothing down in there. You'll never get out, you'll never get out. I got you, I got you, I got you. You're down in that tomb, you're going to die. You'll never have your needs met. You'll never get out, you'll never get out, you'll never get out. And I can hear that little seed saying, I got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. I got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. I'm coming up. 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 I got the life of God in me. I got the life of God in me. I'm coming up. I'm coming up. I'm coming up. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Water it with some praise. Give God some thanksgiving. The word is working. The seed is in there. Hallelujah. And the earth gets so mad and says, why, you little foolish seed? You don't have any power to come up. I'm 100 times heavier than you are. You're down in that hole, and you will never, never, never get out. And the little seed begins to sing, I got the life of God. I've got the life of God. I got the life of God. I got the life of God. I got the life of God in me. Woo! And one day, that little seed, go on, praise him, it just burst open. One day, that little seed, it just burst open, and the miracle working power of God begins to move, and the dirt begins to move back, and the seed begins to rise up, and it sticks its head out of the earth, and all of a sudden, it just pushes the dirt away and pushes the rocks away, and all of a sudden, it just springs up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just comes up. It's a seed. That's how the seed works. That's how the word of God works too. Glory. You might just have it in seed form. Let me tell you something. That's all you need is a seed. For all the promises of God in him are yes, in Christ are yes. And the amen is spoken by us to bring glory to God. Every time I say glory, God, I believe your word. Hallelujah. I believe it shall be unto me according to your word. I worship you. I thank you. Glory, glory, glory. See, the devil wants to steal your praise. He wants to get your mind on 1,000 other things. He wants you doing everything but coming into the sanctuary with your mind on God. When I come through those doors, I come on a mission. I come with a purpose. I come, praise God, I was up early this morning going over my sermon notes, and I've been preaching to myself, and I've been praying this thing through, praise God. I said, God, will it preach? God, will it preach? God, will it preach? God, I feel so insignificant. I'm like that little seed, but I've got the word in me, glory to God. And I just got enough faith to believe that if I'll get up here, he'll get up here. And when he gets up here, praise God, the life and the power of God will begin to flow. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That seed just pushes all the dirt out of the way and it just comes up. It may be that way with you today. You may have a scripture down in your heart and it looks like it's just a tomb and it will never come out. And a little voice says, you'll never get out, you'll never get out, you'll never get out, you'll never get out. But I want you to know that the miracle working life of God is in the promises of God. And you don't need to see it and you don't need to feel it. But the word of God is working mightily in you. I want you to look up Acts 19 and 20, brother. Acts 19 and 20. I want to tell you, it may not look like anything's happening, but if you sown that seed, it has begun to grow. And it's going to grow and grow until it becomes something. Hallelujah. Acts 19 and 20. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Go on, praise him. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. See, the word will prevail mightily. The Bible said it is the word of God which effectively worketh in those that believe. The Word of God is effectively working in you if you've taken it off the pages of that book and if you've hidden it in your heart. That's why I encourage everybody, read your Bible through. Study its pages. Hide it in your heart. Memorize it. You're putting the incorruptible seed of the Word of God inside of you. And it will bring forth. Go on, say it. It will bring forth. Say it. It'll bring forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that the word that we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth, that word is working mightily. It's working. Oh, God may send somebody by that has gifts. I love the gifts. We Pentecostal people love the gifts. But get the word working. Sow the word. Glory to God. Sow it and it will grow and it will become whatever's in that seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Believe it in your heart. Confess it with your mouth. It will grow mightily. It will work mightily. It will push cancer out. It will push heart disease out. It will push blindness out. It will push pain out. It is the miracle working power of God. And when it is sown, it begins to grow. Hallelujah. And it grows up. It doesn't grow down. Because the Word of God always lifts you. Woo, don't you feel better? I said, don't you feel better? I feel so much better than I did when I got here this morning. Oh, glory, I felt the oppressive power of the devil. I told you we're going to push and we're going to push and we're going to sing and we're going to preach and we're going to drive him out. Glory to God. The kingdom of God is worth suffering violence and the violent take it by force. You got to get a warrior spirit. You got to get a warrior anointing. You got to get your mind off the things of this world and put them on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The Word of God always lifts you. I thought about old Brother Peter. Brother Peter's out there on a storm and Jesus comes walking to his disciples on the water and they said, it's a ghost. Jesus said, no, it's me. Be of good cheer. It is I. And Peter says, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. And Peter steps out on the sea. He puts one foot on the O. He puts another foot on the M. He puts a foot on the E. And he's walking on the seed, the Word of God. He was walking out to Jesus. And all of a sudden, the storm was boisterous and the waves began to dash. And it looked like hope was gone. All hope was gone. And Peter took his eyes off Jesus. Like we do so many times when we're in the storms of life. And he began to sink. And he said, Lord, save me. And Jesus didn't get down out of where he was. Don't think you're going to go to the bars and get people out the bars. No, they're not interested if you're going into the bar unless the Holy Ghost sends you in there. You can go get them out the pool halls then because I've had him send me in there. And I'm thinking, when I walk out of this place, somebody's going to say, I saw Pastor Nelson coming out the pool hall. But I tell you, I went on a mission. But if you're not strong in the Lord and the power of his might, unless the Holy Ghost tells you, even then, don't go there. You're on the devil's turf. Get him on your turf. Hallelujah. Take the word of God out and whip him and beat him real good. It's a sharp two-edged sword. It cuts coming and it cuts going. And I tell him, I say, you know, you got kicked out of heaven. There was no cosmic battle there. God just thumped and boom, you were gone. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And I said, guess what? I'm going to whip you. I'm going to beat you with my praise. I'm going to beat you with my worship. I'm going to take the word of God and I'm going to sow it. And I'm a winner because Jesus has made me more than a conqueror. Not because of me, because I got the seed. Woo! Go on, praise God. Tell your neighbor, I got the seed in me. Hallelujah. And it's working. It's working. It's sown. It's growing. And it's becoming something. Hallelujah. It grows up. It's less than all. That's what Jesus said. But when it is sown, it grows. And after it grows, it becomes. It becomes what? It becomes whatever God has promised you. If you got financial seed in you, it becomes money. If you got marriage seed in you, it becomes a good marriage. Amen. If you got health seed in you, it becomes good health. It becometh. Hallelujah. When it is sown, it seems like nothing. It is less than all. Now, Jesus said that. He's talking about the word, and he is the word. Amen. But if you will sow it, I promise you something, it will begin to grow. And after it grows, it will become. I think back to the heart problems I had in 2008. And the doctors had to do quadruple bypass surgery on me. It seemed like I would never get my strength back. But I quoted the word of God, and I quoted the word of God, and I quoted it, and I quoted it, and I quoted it, and I quoted it, and I quoted it. I made me a list of scriptures. I handed them to people now, and I quoted it, and I quoted it, and I quoted it, and I quoted it. And it seemed like it was just less than all. And the devil roared, heart disease, heart disease, heart disease. And I quoted the word of God, and I quoted it, and I quoted it, and I quoted it. And I'd go to the walking track, and I'd quote it, and I'd quote it. I said, devil, I know you're tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing it myself. But I quote it, and I quoted it, and I quoted it, and I quoted it. By his stripes I am healed. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget none of his benefits. He forgives all our sin. He heals all our disease. Hallelujah. I'm healed. I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. And the devil roared, you'll never get your strength back. You'll never get your strength back. You'll never get your strength back. And it seemed like it was nothing. Seemed like it was less than all. But I planted it, and it was growing, and it was growing, and it was growing. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden the devil hit me with another shot, and half of what the doctors had done, they shut down. The doctors looked at my heart, and they said, there's something wrong in your heart. We got to go back in your heart again. And I began to pray, and I began to seek God, and I quoted it, and I quoted the word, and I quoted it, and I quoted it, and I quoted it. I just kept on quoting the word of God. And finally, one day, God spoke to me, and God said, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Later that day, I got home, and Teresa met me at the door. She said, this is a word from God for you, and you need to read it. I was a little tired. I said, read it to me. And she took this card. It says, fear not. Who am I talking to? Fear not. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your home. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Today, now God's talking to me. God says to you. It's come from a missionary I hadn't seen in 5 years at the time. I hadn't seen him since then. It's 2008. Today, God says to you, because you have loved me, I will deliver you. You will call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue you and honor you. I said, where in the world is that in the Bible, Teresa? She said, it says Psalms 91. I said, I want you to open the Bible, and I want you to read the last verse. Now, I couldn't tell you what was in Psalms 91. God had just spoken that to me earlier. I want you to read the last verse, and I guarantee you it says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my glory. I said, God just spoke that to me. She opened the Bible and she read. She look, put Psalm 91:16 out there. She read this. With long life will I satisfy you. Psalm 91:16. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. And I said, salvation or glory, what is the difference? Psalms 91:16. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Salvation or glory? I said, what's the difference? Well, I didn't know at that time what I know now. I just knew I had a seed. Woo! I knew I had a word, a personal word from God about my health. I've gotten two of those in my lifetime, a very personal word about my health. Well, I went back to the doctor 30 days later, and he was shocked. And he told my wife, he said, when I looked at your husband's heart, I was shocked. Two of those bypasses that we did shut in. But that man's heart has bypassed itself with collateral arteries, and we don't need to stent him. We don't need to do anything to him. That man has excellent blood flow. Woo! Hallelujah. My heart's not like yours. I got a group of two collateral arteries, but I got excellent blood flow. That's all right with me. The doctor's left about a 12-inch plus scar down my chest when they split me open. God went in there and whew, the surgical tool of the Holy Ghost, and God bypassed my heart. He didn't leave a scar. All he left was a blessing, goodness, and mercy. They followed me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. The Bible says when the seed is planted, it is less than all. But when it is sown, it grows, and then it becomes. Hallelujah. And the word will bring forth of itself because it has the miracle working power of God in it. Jesus said, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn or the full blessing. Hallelujah. The word will bring forth itself. And instead of heart diseases, by stripes I'm healed, by stripes I'm healed. Heart disease, heart disease, heart disease. By stripes I'm healed, by stripes I'm healed. See, the word of God prevailed mightily. That was 9 years ago. And the word of God has prevailed over heart disease. Now I want you to look at this scripture right here. Jeremiah 5 and 22. Jeremiah 5 and 22. Fear you not me. God said, don't you fear me. Why don't you fear me? Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bounds of the sea by a perpetual decree? God said, I put the ocean, I bound it by a perpetual decree by the sand of the sea. That it, I'll start over. Fear ye not, saith the Lord. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand of the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And the waves, though they toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. And though they roar, yet they cannot prevail. What is God saying? He said, I put my perpetual decree, my word, in those little tiny grains of sand. And I have commanded that sand to hold back the ocean and to keep the ocean within its boundaries. And the ocean will not go past its boundaries because I made a decree. And it's not because that the ocean isn't greater than the sand, but it's because God spoke to the sand. Has God spoke to you? Is God talking to you now? He talks to me all the time. Glory to God. God said, I put my decree in you little grains of sand. Hold back that ocean. And I can just imagine the ocean and the sand getting into an argument. And the ocean said, hello there, you little puny grains of sand. How you doing today? And the sand said, I'm not puny. I'm strong. And I'm stronger than you are. God's word and God's decree is in every grain of sand that you see here. We may look little, we may look small, we may look tiny, but the life of God is in us. Oh, roared the ocean. And the ocean said, you got to be out of your mind. You're not stronger than I am. Look at my waves. Look at my power. Look how mighty I am. And so they all get back and forth day after day. And one day a typhoon came. It came in on them and the ocean began to churn and churn and churn and churn. And finally, it just went right over the sand and over the inlet and overwhelmed the sand. And I can hear the ocean saying, ha, 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 I told you so, I told you so. But the little grains of sand, they begin to sing like a choir. You got to go back, 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 you got to go back. You got to go back. And slowly, the ocean began to recede. And when the storm was over, the ocean was back within its boundaries. And a little sand began to sing, thank God, I got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. I drove you back, I drove you back, I drove you back. I got the life of God in me. But it wasn't by my power. It was by God's power. Go on, praise him. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you've got the word of God in you, and you're quoting it and quoting it and quoting it, and it looks like the ocean has overwhelmed you. And it doesn't look like you're ever going to get out of that situation. Everything is lost. But the word of God begins to say to sickness, you got to go back. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to go back. I've got the life of God in me. And you got to go back. And it goes back not because of you, but because of the word of the living God. Somebody go and praise him. Hallelujah. When it is sown, it becometh. And after, when it is sown rather, it grows. And it bring forth. And it becometh. What does it become? It becomes whatever is in that seed. It becometh, and the Bible says, it's greater than all. Hallelujah. Thank God we've got the word of God in us. And that's the basic thing. I am called to preach the word of God. You get the healing word of God in you, and you'll get healed. You get the deliverance seed of God in you, and you will get delivered. You get financial seed in you, and you will get finances. And if you get salvation seed in you, you get salvation. Salvation comes from salvation seed. We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. So here's what God said about salvation. Look at Romans 10 and 9. If you're watching by live stream today, Facebook Live, I want you to get this. Maybe you're lost. Maybe you need a Savior. Here's what God has to say about the salvation seed. Romans 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I don't know about you, but I know about me. And I want to be saved. Thank God I'm saved, and I know I'm saved. Because I believe the incorruptible seed, the word of God, and it has grown in me and brought forth life. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall confess Jesus is the Christ is born of God. So if you're watching today, if you're here today, if you've never given your heart to the Lord, why don't you come and give the Lord your heart? Why don't you say this prayer? Oh, God, I know I'm a sinner. You know I'm a sinner. But God, I want to be saved. God, I don't want to die a sinner. I don't want to die and go to hell. I want peace in my heart, God. I want peace with you. I want to go to heaven when I die. And so today I turn my back on the way I've been living. I turn my back on sin, I turn my back on Satan, and I turn my back on everything that's sinful. And I open my heart to you, Jesus, and I ask you, come into my heart. Wash me in your blood. Be my Lord and be my Savior. I receive you, and I thank you, Lord, that I'm born again. If you prayed that prayer, praise God, you need to find yourself a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. And you need to go there and let the seed of God's Word grow mightily in your life and in your heart until the Word of God prevails over every storm that you're going through. Let us stand in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your word. Why don't we just come and make an altar here and talk to our God and say, Lord, the seed is working in me. I'm going to water it with prayer. I'm going to water it with praise. I'm going to water it with worship. I'm going to water it with adoration. I love you, Jesus. And I thank you that the seed, the Word of God, is working in my life, working in my body. By your stripes, I'm healed. I thank you, Lord, for delivering people. Lord, we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto you. Lord, deliver people from bondages. Let your miracle-working power work today, Lord, in hearts and lives.
Thus saith the Lord, Jesus, how I trust.
Sickness, you got to go back. 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 The life of God, the seed of God's word is working. It's sown. It's growing. And it's becoming health. Glory, it's becoming, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, growing, and it's becoming health, glory, glory.